Glenda Granados, can you tell us how it is that you got this started? Was it something that you read, or you just kind of made this up because something that was going on in your life?
Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of that. So, you know, yes, I saw it, I read about it, and it was, the experience really started with a lady, or this whole idea started with a lady that was in Texas. The industry is about 4 years old. And so it's a very new industry, which is exciting because it's a need. And it was during, it was 2 years ago when I was watching the Super Bowl. And there was a commercial on it. This woman in Texas was being sponsored by, I don't remember which one it was, but they created these beautiful commercials for her and all that kind of stuff. And they showed a demonstration about what actually they do. And it just showed a commercial of people smashing in a room. And I thought, as soon as I thought that, because at that moment, I was deep in trying to rebuild my life and, you know, rebuild from, you know, losing my daughter that passed away, going through a 20-year divorce, you know, and then all of the things that come along with a, you know, a bad divorce that happened, you know, the house, the, you know, the, just the change in the financial situation. Even my career was at a massive change at that moment. So I had, when I looked at my life at that moment, I had, you know, you look at a spectrum of all the different top stressors that happen to a person throughout someone's life. I had every single one of them, all of them at the same time. And a lot of times when you look at that spectrum, most people don't, maybe won't even experience one until later in life or, you know, whatever. But I had every single one of them. I didn't know how I was going to come back from that. I was struggling. And so when I saw that commercial, it inspired me because I was deep into therapy and research and all of that. And so I was learning different coping mechanisms. I was learning how to breathe. I was learning how to get centered. I was learning how, when you're in a stressful situation, that you can get out of your mind and start to focus on something else. And when you do that, it brings you out of yourself and you don't ruminate so much on the sadness and the anger and all that. And so it was through that moment that I knew it was my mission that I wanted to bring this here to Milwaukee. And the difference is that because I was deep into all of that stuff and learning, and I had a really good handle on meditation, I guided my daughter through meditation, through severe pain, going through all that cancer and stuff and chemo, that I was able to guide her through a lot of that. And we got through it because we had a goal to get through that. We were going to go to Florida and have this beautiful time together. And so I used that throughout the chemotherapy process and it got her through so many difficult times. And so I had a good handle on that, but I lost it because I was consumed with my grief. And so with that being said, I, you know, really wanted to bring the two together because I knew that I had all these high emotions, so I knew I could get them out. But now I knew I had to process and be at peace with them. And so the smash zone, smash therapy and meditation practice is the only one of its kind in the country. Yes, there's other smash and rage rooms out there, but there's not one of them that bring the two spectrums of the continuum together at the same time. Right. And that's the beauty of the program.
Well, that's really cool. Thank you for sharing where your inspiration came from. And mm-hmm. thank you for sharing a little of your story as well as to mm-hmm. how it is you needed for you to get through and what you were going through and to not stay stuck. Because yes. one of the most important things veterans onward to prosperity is not staying stuck. It's moving forward.
The mission. Yeah.
Correct. So stress management is big. Stress mm-hmm. management is very big.
Yeah.
And we all don't have a handle on it.
And the thing is too, is that we don't have to do it alone. We don't have to do that alone. And that's the other thing is isolation. We got to get out of isolation. And even if we're going to connect in Zoom, that's a big thing. That's a big deal. It yeah. helps me get through a lot. Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this?
I was going to say 1991. No, 2019. I opened. So 2 years now. I celebrated 2 years in April.
That is really, really cool. Do you sometimes get into that room yourself?
Oh, yeah. It started all in there. After my divorce and when it was final and things, my ex, he was a musician. And so he had left one of his guitars behind and it was in the basement. And so I took full advantage of getting rid of it.
So, that was the first thing you smashed?
Yeah. I don't think there's much left of the guitar. But, you know, it felt really good. It felt really good. And it was identifying with the, it's identifying with what is creating the stress, right? Or creating the damage or creating the, you know, inner, you know, injustice. And so once you have identified that and then you find something that resembles that and you're able to, do it in a way or destroy it in a way that is safe and controlled, it gives you such an awesome expression of, you know, releasing anger and frustration, sadness, emotion, all different kinds of things at the same time. And then you're able to identify that, okay, so I felt this way. I'm getting through it. I'm just smashing it out. And then it's allowing you to move forward with it. It's just allowing you to move on. And that's the one thing that's really important is that we don't stay stuck in our hurts or our pain. And even celebrations too, because we all want to just be on a good, even balance. And celebrations are great, but then there's a time and a place for everything. And then there's a time to come back to zero again.
Right. Right. So most of us are frustrated with this COVID thing.
Yeah, I know.
So what yep. have you got for us to smash for that?
Oh, well, you know, I've got 1,000 pounds of breakables ready to go. And I've got computer monitors. I've got chairs. I've got all kinds of stuff. And so it's all ready to go. I just got that shipment 2 days ago, and it's ready for Milwaukee and surrounding counties and surrounding states even to come in and just let the stress of COVID be to let it go from your life, but also to, you know, just understand that we can't stay stuck in it. We can't stay stuck in it because it won't allow us to move forward with learning how to live a new life because we have to learn how to live new ways now. And so, but if we stay stuck in it, it's gonna, you know, why does this have to happen? Why, you know, and we get stuck in all that and there's nothing we can do about it, right? Right. We just have to honor it for what it is and embrace that, let it go. And then move forward with a new challenge or life, you know?
So the way you work this is you go into the booth and then you smash the mithrines.
It's a room and it's a controlled environment that the room is, was built with safety in mind and also destruction in mind. So there's been steps that have taken that just create this safe, destructible room, bottom line.
Right. So, but if somebody who's not living in the area of Milwaukee wants to set something like this up for themselves, is that possible? Like doing a virtual, going in the backyard, getting a sledgehammer or whatever, and just, you know, banging something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. As you can see, my background that I have is just a background of of being in, because I'm outside right now. So this is the room that is there. So we can make anything happen. And, you know, it's like meditation. Meditation is, you know, can be done, but it's best when it's guided, you know. And so when it's guided, and even a smash session guided is so awesome, because there's certain things in how you want to embrace the safety of it, but harness the ability to let go. And that's what I do.
So I'm thinking that we should have a nationwide smash party.
And yes. Invite
however many that want to be a part of it.
I agree.
Right. And do it maybe a Facebook kind of live or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe Zoom. I don't know. But you go in your backyard, you get this set up. So if anybody that's looking at this right now on Veterans Onward to Prosperity, your host, Master Sergeant Retired Anna Maria Bliven, and our guest today, Glenada Granados from Smash Therapy and Meditation Practices, we are going to challenge, and might even, you know, they did that that challenge for what is it, the ACL, the bucket thing?
Yeah, when you said that, I envisioned, yeah. The water, ice.
Let's do that as a challenge for a smash party.
Yeah, I love that idea. And instead of it being, you know, just the ice cubes, we can have it be just like this, you know, big burst of shards of release of, you know, the shards of glass will be the example of the release of letting go of frustrations and anger and emotion, high emotion.
Yes. So you have a Facebook page, and we can direct people to the Facebook page.
Yes.
We can set up a smash party. Nationwide smash party,
okay.
From your Facebook page.
Awesome.
And then if people have a question as to how they could get set that up and be ready to smash something, but do it in a way that's not going to hurt them.
Yes.
We need to get that information out, because we don't want anybody getting hurt.
Yeah. And this is just a way to, you know, be able to provide a service to people that can't, you know, get to the location, or is, you know, in a remote area, or that even is, you know, has, you know, some, you know, is in a wheelchair, or is, you know, so we can work that out. We can figure anything out.
We put
our minds to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's do that. Let's work on that. And maybe
okay.
do that around July weekend, because Veterans Onward to Prosperity is this month is Mission Mental Health Possible. Next month is Mission Fun and Games Possible. But in July, it's Mission Freedom Possible. And Mission Freedom Possible is all about not being stuck. It's about being liberated by whatever may be holding you back.
Yeah, yeah.
So what better time than to have a nationwide smash party?
Yeah. Yeah. And that liberation that you talk about is, you know, like you said, just, you know, not getting stuck and being able to look back at whatever that hurt was, and then looking back at that and reflecting on seeing the depth of your strength to get through that. That is the cool thing about.
Do you still have a few more minutes? I want to ask you about the meditation part, but we've got to break for a commercial message.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.